Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome on back into our 7 o'clock edition of Sports Talk this Wednesday, October 1st. I'm happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also WWL's digital content producer, was out at practice today, going to get the latest on the black and gold. Jeff, how is it going, man?
It's going good. I'm rooting for the Red Sox. You know, it's tied. It's going to get into the eighth inning. We'll see how that goes. But otherwise, yeah, we're making it.
I know. I'm getting texts from a bunch of people, including my family, and it's like I'm trying to host a show. It's a little hard to keep tracks of the game constantly. But yeah, definitely have the TV on here and the game tracker going on. A lot of fingernail biting experiences. But with last night's game, I was all raving to Charlie leaving here. I'm like, oh, cool, it was 1-0. I was like, I'm just going to shoot home real quick, got to watch the end of this game, and it was not a very joyous ending to that matchup for me.
Yeah, I could say differently. You know, I've got the Red Sox pennant up here on the wall, so, you know, this is like the one time a year I get to talk about baseball, so I'm excited about that.
Looking at this Saints squad, Jeff, going into this matchup week 5, holy cow, with the injury report, there are definitely a lot more names than I was expecting, and unfortunately some names reoccurring on there that were in action last week, like a Juwan Johnson and a Trevor Penning.
Yeah, well, Juwan did get hurt during the game. I think that kind of got brushed off, like, away by a lot of people because it happened early. It was off the Saints' first offensive drive. It was the play right before Kendre Miller's touchdown. I remember because he kind of went down awkwardly on the sideline, kind of limped off. Then, you know, he didn't go into the injury tent initially because I think he was trying to be available if that drive kept going. Then the touchdown happened and he went into the injury tent, got that ankle taped up, played through the rest of the game. And we talked about this, like, you know, he was a little absent. You didn't see him in the game plan as much. He wasn't making as big of an impact because he was playing through that injury. So that's going to be one to watch. He was at practice. Both he and Trevor Penning were at practice today. They were not in uniform, but it's a good sign that they were out there at all. There's a few players that have been out and we just have not seen them one time. So it's a good indicator that they're still staying engaged and they're hopeful to play this week. But yeah, I mean, it's a long list. And this is the time of year where, you know, these injuries start piling up. No one gets their bye weeks yet. This is the first week for byes. So there's a bunch of lingering stuff that people are battling through. You know, I don't think there's going to be, you know, other than Cesar Ruiz, who's been ruled out, and Chase Young, who's also been ruled out, disappointing to say the least. I don't think there's going to be any huge injury issues, but you're going to have to navigate these and see what's up.
That's definitely been something different in the Kellen Moore era, Jeff, is the fact that they're not afraid to rule out players middle of the week, not waiting till Friday.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, if I'm being entirely honest. Just because I don't think, you know, without Cesar Ruiz, you know you're going to be without Cesar Ruiz. And what does that mean? It means that Torricelli Simpkins, a UDFA, is going to have to step in and be your starting right guard. All ruling him out early does is allow the Giants an entire week to just, you know, think of ways and come up with ways to attack your UDFA guard. I just don't think that's – they're going to do that but I don't like doing the other team favors. Either way, we know about it, so it's easier on our end. We're not guessing. But, no, I mean, if there was a week, any week of the season, that I had to point to and be like, I don't want to be down two offensive line starters, it's going against the Giants, a team that, for all their faults that they've had over the last 2 years, I mean, that is about as good of a defensive line group as I've ever seen, when you at least look at the draft investment and just ceiling and upside of all these players, with Dexter Lawrence, who is arguably the best defensive tackle in the NFL. Chris Jones would probably argue with you, but he's at least in that conversation. He's that good. Then you have Kayvon Thibodeau, who's a top five pick. You have Brian Burns, who they traded 2 first-round picks to get last year. Then you have Abdul Carter, who is a top five pick. The funny thing is, if you heard Jackson Dart talking today, he was like, the Saints passed on me in the draft. Well, hey, so did the Giants, bud. They traded up for you, but they still passed on you. So I don't know how you can have a chip on your shoulder with the other team not drafting you either. But that's going to be an issue. And if I think the Saints offensive plan this week, they need to spend a lot of time coming up with ways to slow down that rush. And the run game is going to be a big part of it. Like, your mission number one for the Saints this week has to be, don't allow that pass rush to wreck the game. Because last week, you know, the Chargers are a good offense. Mm-hmm. They did not look it against that Giants team. So the Saints are in for a tough week.
One of the positives from this injury report, Jeff, and I know folks shouldn't get their hopes too high right now. They've just been coming off the physically unable to perform list, and Taysom Hill and Foster Moreau at least limited at practice. Good to see those guys with a helmet on.
Yeah, and John Ridgeway. We kind of brushed over John Ridgeway, right. But yeah, Ridgeway has been on IR with a pec injury that suffered. He suffered it late in camp. So, you know, I don't think the numbers at defensive tackle are really conducive for him getting on the field right away. But anytime you can have depth, that's a good thing. And so, you know, if he's available, you get 21 days for these guys to practice before they have to either be added to the active roster or they're done for the year. And so I think they're going to, you know, stretch that out as far as they need to with all of these guys. With Foster Moreau and Taysom Hill, yeah, it's tough. It's just, you know, there's a lot of time missed. It's a new offense. You know, you've had this really long rehab process. Both of these were significant knee injuries. They weren't just like a torn ACL. There was other ligaments involved. And anytime that's the case, it's a long, long rehab. So I think this week is more about just getting their legs under them, making sure that they can get through full practices. They were limited today. And then see how they recover. And then I think week 6 and beyond is where you start to look at, okay, can they get on the field? And are they ready to contribute? Right? Like, there's being ready to play, and then there's being ready to run the Saints offense, which, you know, they've had a lot of time to sit in classrooms to do the mental reps, but the physical reps are important too. And, you know, I think that there is some necessity for depth at the tight end position, especially with Juwan Johnson dealing with the injury. So, you know, you're going to have a little bit more pressure to get out there early. But one other thing worth noting is that Taysom Hill, we've talked about this, I've kind of said this a few times, that I didn't get the sense that Kellen Moore was necessarily viewing Taysom Hill as a tight end. Well, if you look at the injury report, Taysom Hill is listed as a quarterback. He is a quarterback on this roster. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to use him in Taysom Hill ways when he does come back. But I think his role is going to be a little closer to what you saw when Sean Payton was the coach than what you saw when Dennis Allen was the coach, because Dennis Allen was the one who really said, hey, we're going to lean into the tight end part of this equation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And so I think in the Kellen Moore system, Taysom is going to go back to being kind of a weapon as opposed to a straight up tight end.
When you were mentioning before, you know, the running back duo of Alvin Kamara, Kendra Miller, we saw a good outing from them against the Buffalo Bills and hoping that can carry over against the Giants defense that surprisingly, you know, you mentioned all those names on that defense hasn't been good against the run in this matchup. I got to imagine that Kendra Miller's got to be feeling good going into this week, a little more confident than before even. He's been healthy. He's gotten into the end zone. And hopefully this tandem of AK and Kendra Miller can really start to thrive for this team because they need it.
Yeah, and, you know, how do you slow down a pass rush, right? Well, you don't allow them to rush the passer. That's the easiest way, is you force them to play the run. And, you know, I went back and watched the Chargers-Giants game, at least in brief, and you know, one thing that became clear is that the Giants struggle to defend the run to the perimeter of the field. And that makes sense because these guys are trying to get upfield. They want to rush the passer, and you can catch them a little bit. Omarion Hampton got him a few times with runs to the edges of the field. And, you know, that's what I think the Saints do. One thing that they did twice against the Bills for big plays is these kind of like short motion handoffs where Alvin starts in the slot. And then, you know, as they're about to snap, he starts motioning and kind of sidesteps so that when the ball gets to Rattler, he can just hand it to Alvin essentially on the run. And both times, Joey Bosa, who's a really good defensive end, just kind of got sucked inside because Alvin was able to hit a lot with a lot more pace than I think he was expecting. And he got to the outside both times, about 15-yard gains. And I think you're going to see a good bit of that. I think that's something that they're going to want to incorporate into this offense. You can't do it every time, but, like, there's going to be wrinkles like that. And appreciate about Kellen Moore's offense in general, and as you've watched it over these first 4 weeks, more so than I can remember over the last several years, the offense we saw in week four looked a lot different than the offense we saw in week one and even week two. And week three was kind of weird because it was Seattle and they were down 28-3. But like the evolution of this offense throughout the course of the season, it reminds me a lot of Sean Payton and how, like, when you watch Sean Payton's seasons, the offense just seemed to get better and better and better as the season went on. Like, they were peaking, but always at their best week one, week two, week three. But they just kept incorporating and building, and then they had all these kind of easy buttons they could go to when they needed to play. And I feel like that's what you're kind of growing into with Kellen Moore's offense. And whether that's in the run game, whether that's in the pass game, like, that's what good offenses do, is they keep evolving and they find ways to attack every defense that they face because they've already built those things into their offense. And that's just a long way to say, yeah, I think they're going to continue to try to run the ball a lot, as they should, because I think their most talented group of players is Alvin Kamara and Kendra Miller right now. So we'll see. And like, the other thing about this Giants team is they don't want to play from behind. They do not want to put Jackson Dart in a position where he's down two scores and having to make something happen. They won that game last because the Giants defense intercepted Justin Herbert twice and brought the ball down inside the 10-yard line. 11 of their 24 points came from drives that started inside the Chargers' 10-yard line. So you can't do that. You can't give them free opportunities to score. You got to force Jackson Dart to do it himself. And if he can do that, great. But you can't do them any favors.
Jeff, I know you follow the G-men pretty closely. What were your impressions of Jackson Dart's overall first start?
You know, I haven't been able to watch, you know, because I did grow up a Giants fan, but I haven't been able to watch much of them at all.
Okay.
Because both of these games have been, or all four of these games pretty much have been noon starts. So, you know, I've watched like the condensed games. I'll go back and watch the film from last week just to get an idea for Jackson. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But no, he's confident. He's a confident player. He's willing to run. You know, he reminds me of Spencer Rattler in that way, like, I don't think he's going to take a lot of risks downfield, but if you give him a lane to run, he's going to take off. And I think with a young quarterback, with a young player, coaches are going to be way more okay with, hey, if you can get me a first down, go get me a first down. Like, yes, there might be a big play over the top if you stand in there, but if I can get a first down out of this deal, I'll take it every time. And that's why when you talk to Kellen Moore, you know, I asked him about it today, and that's basically what you got. It's like, yeah, there might be opportunities for some big plays, but as long as we're stacking first downs, I'm good with it. And that's what you're seeing the Saints try to do with Spencer Rattler, and I think that's the exact same thing the Giants are going to try to do with Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart, right? Like, you're going to give him quick throws, easy opportunities to pick up gains, to stack first downs, and then you put whatever number you can get, and then you hope your defense can protect it. Last week, the Giants won a game exactly like I think the Saints need to try to start winning games, which is complimentary, right? Take advantage of situations, catch the interceptions when they hit you in the chest, and don't leave points on the table when they're there to be had.
Thanks a lot for the time, Jeff. Definitely appreciate it. Looking forward to our Inside Black and Gold session tomorrow when we go get our Giants guest on, break them down a lot more. Besides that Saints initial Week 5 injury report on our website at WWL.com, what else you working on, man?
Well, I did just post a quick podcast breaking down the injury report, so go check that out on Inside Black and Gold. I'm also in the process of, you know, transcribing the quotes from Foster Moreau, so I'm going to get something up on Foster Moreau because it's a big thing for him. Like, his dad's loves a long rehab process. He's excited to be back, and you know, he's one of those players that you just get him out there, and I think he gives an emotional lift to everybody. Same thing for Taysom Hill, so I'm looking forward to that, so check that out.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
Yes, sir.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we return, we'll hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Keep it locked right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Returning after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.